This is Living the RV Dream, episode 94 for Friday, April 5th, 2019.
I'm riding in my RV, wherever I want to be, 'cause I'm free in my RV.
Hello, happy campers. Hello, fellow travelers around the world. If it is your first time here, my name is Robert Morales, full-time YouTuber, part-time RVer, and full-time podcaster, I guess, as well. And welcome to another episode of the podcast. And as you probably know, I travel around the country towing my small travel trailer, a 17-footer. I guess small is relative. I guess small would be considered like a teardrop. So mine is like a medium smallish size travel trailer. Although it does look small when you compare it to a large fifth wheel or a nice class A when you go to like a campground. Anyways, coming to you today from rainy Miami. It's one of those rare days when it rains all day. As you know, here in the tropical climates, usually it rains torrentially with thunder and wind for about half an hour, and then it's sunshine again. But I guess that would be summer weather. You know, this shoulder times of the year, it is like this. Well, today I've got an interview for you guys. I have some reminiscing about my trip to Quartzsite from, when was it? Mid-January. So that would be almost 4 months ago. Time flies. And I have some of your mail. And I have a new song. Action-packed episode for you guys today. But I'm going to start with some of your mail. Maybe voicemail.
Hello, Robert. It's me, David, again. I wrote to you a couple of days ago. And thanks for the message. I'm here in Corning, New York. And I was one that said about going across China. Yeah, I understand. I went through there. It's communist. They watch everywhere you go. My wife had a couple questions. She thinks that you, because you always say Kia, you're probably sponsored by Kia, and because you're a little car, and also the trailer company, so that pays for your trips. The other one, you don't have a wife or a cat or a dog, and she was wondering about that. The other thing is that we like your song a lot, and we've been singing it, you know, it's a catchy song. And she was walking around the house after watching the video so much, she was singing it. So great job on that. Hope you produce more music, happy travel music. There's a song I wrote called driving down the road, going over the hill, going around the curve. Anyway, I have more of it. If you want that song, you can add to your collection or just build on that theme. Also, got other ones about bad drivers. All right, Robert, thanks for responding. I feel like I'm talking to a celebrity. I know you're just a typical guy. I have another.
Well, yeah, I'm sorry that cut off. I'm only doing the free version of that. It's an app. It's a website where you can leave a voicemail, and it's limited to 90 minutes. I mean, 90 seconds. So to answer your first question, no, I'm not sponsored by Kia nor Winnebago. Actually, a lot of people told me when I had the Kia to contact Kia, maybe, you know, they would give me a brand new Kia to do all this. But I never did it, you know. Besides, the newer Kias are not as good for towing as these older Kias that had rear wheel drive, body on frame, big differential back there. The newer ones are more built like a car that looks like an SUV, let's put it that way. And Winnebago, we spoke a couple of times, especially when we went to the RV shows. But I never really pursued it much, and I don't think they were really all that interested. And it's even better because sometimes I feel like if I take Winnebago as a sponsor, for example, I would lose like my editorial freedom. You know, if I want to criticize something, I would feel like I shouldn't, or maybe they would prevent me from doing something, some modification to the RV that I want to do. So It's all good. You know, I make most of my money from YouTube, from AdSense, you know, the commercials that you guys see at the beginning of my videos, or if you are a YouTube Red subscriber or YouTube Premium, I think they call it now. You know, a small chunk of that money goes to me. And I, of course, I sell my music. That's probably the second largest source of income. Amazon as well. I have some of my videos on Amazon, and believe it or not, that's really growing quite a bit on Amazon Prime. Also, I have affiliate links, and I usually put links in the show notes for the podcast episode. So if you want to check that out, you know, I put links to my Amazon affiliate page. And whatever you buy from there, I get a commission. Same with Techno RV. I also have links for Techno RV, and I'm pursuing little affiliate agreements here and there, you know, because it is it all adds up in the end. So that's the way I make money. But no, unless I specifically say so, no one is really sponsoring me at the moment. But hey, someone's interested, Robert at travelingrobert.com, and we'll talk about it. Anyways, you also ask about pets. I have never really had pets, so I don't have that psychological need or attachment to having an animal to take care of, you know, someone to love like that. And that, to be honest about it, at this point in my life, I probably don't want a pet. It will be a responsibility, you know. I want to go on hikes, and I want to, you know. So sometimes I spend the whole day touring around an area, and I will be really worried about Bob the dog staying back in the RV, and if the pet was okay, especially if I was boondocking somewhere. So also my wife, she doesn't usually appear on videos, and sometimes she's actually unable to travel with me. We travel together as much as possible, but she's a much more private person than I am, so that's why she's not on the videos. By the way, cool song. Send me if you want to send me another message with the full song, maybe we can incorporate it into some of the videos. I don't know. That would be cool. If I missed anything, send me another message. And let me see what else do we have. Maybe have some written mail, like email, which I just checked, and I have a few, but nothing really related to the podcast or RVing or anything like that. Just one person asking, because, you know, the other day I think on the previous episode I commented that some people were complaining that my videos were perhaps too long, and this person is like emphatically saying, no, your videos are fine long like that. And I've been making them longer because, like, for example, the video that is coming up this Sunday, which would be, what, the 7th of April, it's an hour and 15 minutes, because, you know, it's the whole RTR experience that I was there in January. And I really didn't feel like on the previous video, that there was a natural point where I could cut it, you know. So I say, you know, and it is long, and some views are long and expansive because it is the desert. It's the Arizona desert. It's beautiful. I composed a new song for the video as well. So yeah, it is long, and so if some people don't like videos so long, you just watch it in parts, you know. That way you have something to watch like throughout the whole week. And then I think, I mean, to me it's a lot of work to make longer videos like that, but I really love doing it, and I'm not gonna cut him because so sometimes it doesn't feel natural just to cut him in the middle of the way, but yeah, and just tease it, you know, next week, this and that. So I'd rather put something relatively long once a week than something short three times a week, if that makes any sense. Which, by the way, Quartz at Arizona this weekend, on the following Sunday, it's going to be the Phoenix area. I explored Tempe a little bit, and a little bit again of Apache Junction. We even took the Apache Trail all the way to, Tortilla Flat. Although it was late in the day, so there was not a whole lot going on, but it's a beautiful drive if you do that. And then on that same video, I'm going to come back to Quartzsite for the Burning Van, which is pretty much the conclusion of the Rubber Tramp Rendezvous there. And that happened in mid to late January. Of course, as part of that, I'm also going to show you the Big Tent, a bunch of stuff in Quartzsite that we did. And then 2 weeks from Sunday, we're going to Lake Havasu, and then I'm going to do a drive on the Mojave Desert. We're going to see Route 66, Oatman, and all that. It was such a long trip, and I can't wait to edit all those videos, but it takes such a long time to finish all those. But anyway, check it out. If you haven't been there, youtube.com/travelingrobert is the YouTube channel. Check them out. And the video that is coming out this Sunday is, of course, Quartzsite. But before that, I had the whole trip from Louisiana to Arizona. Before that, I had New Orleans, breakfast in New Orleans, because I was only there for like 2.5 hours. And before that, the trip from Florida. And I can't wait to finish all these videos so I can start on another road trip. And I have a great road trip planned for the summer. And maybe I'll give you guys a preview on the next video. And now we're gonna I'm gonna start playing back an interview that I did with Stacy, and she is the director of marketing for Wholesale Warranties. And, you know, when I bought Minitini, I did get an extended warranty, but I had such a, you know, I've been kind of disappointed with the service by the dealer. And I've been reluctant to take Minitini there to look for any warranty work. And it's been usually inexpensive stuff that has happened to it. You know, little things that break here and there that are less than the deductible anyways. And I've made so many modifications to that trailer that maybe they won't even cover it anymore. But that's not Wholesale Warranties. Wholesale Warranties is a company that I'm speaking to, by the way, and we might do an affiliate deal at some point in the future. And I might, try them out as a warranty provider for Minitini. We'll see. But I did do this interview with Stacy, and I'm just going to play that back here next. Okay, in today's interview, we're speaking with Stacy Richard Roman, and she's a marketing director for Wholesale Warranties. Hello, Stacy. How are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you today, Robert?
I'm doing great. By the way, where are you calling from?
We are in San Diego, California, sunny San Diego.
All right, beautiful San Diego. All right, we are 3 hours away. I'm all the way on the East Coast. And I wanted to begin the interview by asking you a little bit about the company. What does Wholesale Warranties does, and how you guys started?
Sure. So Wholesale Warranties is a leading provider of RV warranties direct to consumer. We were founded by Jeff Shelton. He's our owner and CEO. He grew up in Minnesota, where he worked at his family marina business, and he was around kind of boats and RVs his whole life. And in college, he got into selling warranty programs as an agent. He was offering them to dealerships, who would then offer them to customers. As he was doing that, he noticed the dealerships were marking them up kind of out of control, and they weren't really explaining what those warranties did to customers. And so customers were pretty unsatisfied with the policies they were getting. So he saw that hole in the industry, said, I need to take this coverage direct to the consumer. He bought a 40-foot Gulfstream Crescendo, hit the road as an RVer, came out to San Diego, where we're located today, and never looked back. So that's kind of how Wholesale Warranties got its start.
And I'm assuming you cover pretty much every type of RV. What type of rigs do you cover particularly? Or is there any type that you don't cover?
Sure. Yeah, so motorhomes and towable RVs, we have a policy for pretty much everybody. So that's class A, B, and C on the motorhome side. And then for towables, we can do everything from a truck camper to a fifth wheel travel trailer. The only kind of eligibility requirements we have are on age. So for motorhomes, a lot of people, they're surprised. We can actually go back 20 model years. So right now we can offer coverage to a vehicle as old as 1999, 2019 right now. Towable RVs, we can go back 15 model years. And so we can offer to a wide range of coaches, and that's new, used, private party sales, recent dealerships. We've got something for everybody.
Well, yeah, I understand not being able to like you know give me a policy for a 1975 GMC or
right.
something like
Can't
that.
Can't be the vintage one.
Yeah, but I'm telling you, 20 years is a long time for an RV. So I'm surprised that you cover them even in that old, because as RV owners know, a lot of stuff can go wrong with these things.
That is true.
Do you often offer like tiers? Are there any different types of policies that you cover? And are there parts of the RV that you don't cover at all? Or?
So there are a couple of different types of coverage that you'll find. They really break down into three levels of coverage. The top and the most expensive level of coverage is called the exclusionary. So that word sounds a little bit negative, but it's actually going to be the highest level of coverage. And what exclusionary means is they're going to give you a list of what is not covered. If your failure isn't on that specific list, it'll be covered. So it really doesn't leave a lot of gray room for what is and isn't covered. Things that will be covered by a policy like that, they range from your diesel engine, transmission, drive axle, all the way to your appliances, refrigerators, microwaves, heating and cooling units, aqua hot systems, solar panels. So that exclusionary coverage is really expensive, and it's great for the high-end luxury coaches that have a lot of bells and whistles. Mm-hmm. So one step down from there, they call it the listed component policy. So it's kind of right there in the name. It's the opposite of an exclusionary policy. They list exactly what is covered, and if it's not on the list of coverages, then it won't be covered. Still very expensive coverage, still going to cover all of the major working components. So again, engine transmission systems, down to refrigerators, air conditioning, slide outs, leveling systems, all that good stuff. Mm-hmm. And then we pair back from there, this specifically for motorhomes, to powertrain only coverage. Again, right there in the name, covers the most catastrophic possible failures. That's going to be your engine, transmission, drive axle. That's really great for people who want a lower premium, because the cost is definitely going to be lower on that, and are willing to take on a little more risk for the house items or the things in the coach. To kind of go into a little more detail, the most important part of any policy is what isn't covered, right? And so we want to set a realistic expectation of coverage for all customers. That means knowing what is covered and what's not. So no policy, regardless of what level of coverage, is going to pay for maintenance items, belts, hoses, oil changes, weather stripping, any routine regular maintenance that's not covered by an extended warranty.
Yeah, what they call regular wear and tear, right, you would think.
Sure, exactly. And those, think of it as the smaller parts, so $5 belts and hoses, and like that weather stripping around your windows, things right. like that, that just wears out, doesn't serve a mechanical function. And so we're also not going to cover aesthetic components. So that's your furniture, fabric, glass, aluminum siding, that kind of thing. And then anything that would be covered by your comp and collision insurance. So you still do need to have your RV insurance for accidents, physical damage. That's all still going to go through your normal RV insurance. So a good example of what an RV warranty does and doesn't cover, we like to give the example of the awning. So this covers the motor. So the motor is the mechanical function. That's what allows the awning to go in and out. Definitely going to be covered by your policy. If the fabric of your awning rips or tears or stains, that's an aesthetic item that isn't covered. And so that mechanical versus non-mechanical component, that differentiation is really the easiest way to look at what an extended warranty will and won't cover.
Okay, yeah, that totally makes sense, because so some of these items, you expect them to wear out after a couple of years with the weather and all and whatnot. And now I in all the years that I've been RVing, I've encountered two schools of thought. There's the people who swears by having a warranty, like my predecessor John Huggins, for example. He used to be the host of this podcast, Living the RV Dream. And I've met mm-hmm. other people who are like, no way, I'm just going to save the money. And in the end, I'm gonna end up winning. How would you convince someone who is on the fence, you know, kind of like me, for example, who is skeptical about purchasing a warranty for my rig?
Sure. So we know that warranties are hotly debated. We've seen those RV forums, those schools of thought, those are very closely held opinions. And we get it. It's part of why we started the company. A lot of the reason that people don't trust extended warranties is because when you go back, there were some companies that were a little less than scrupulous. They offered policies that weren't worth the money that they were written on, or they didn't really explain coverage, and so customers didn't know what was going to be covered and what wasn't. That being said, we see claims paid every single day in this office. And like you said, RVs break down. A lot of things can go wrong on those. It's part of the game. It's a house on wheels made by human hands. There's a life expectancy to most of the components it contains. And with the new RVs coming out, they're also a lot more technologically savvy. And so those really modern RVs, the cost for repair on those is only going up. So what we see right now, consider labor costs alone. I've been with Wholesale Warranties for over 9 years. When I first started helping out customers, labor costs were around $80. Now we're lucky to find labor costs under $130. And if it's the middle of summer and you're in a really lovely, beautiful area where a lot of people are RVing, you're going to see it way higher than that. There's more RVs on the road than ever. They're complex. So the demand for that highly skilled repair, it just hugely outweighs the availability. And so shops can and will charge higher rates. And so even if you are setting aside money, there's no really telling what that inflation is going to look like and what those repairs are actually going to cost at the end of the day. So that RV warranty, it's an upfront cost and it is a peace of mind coverage. You don't know if you're going to use it, but when you do need it, and a lot of people need it, we see those repairs covered every single day. And it's really nice when you're traveling, when you're trying to enjoy your vacation, to only have to dig into your pocket for a small deductible instead of a several thousand dollar repair. And so we understand it's not for everybody, but it really does offer a lot of value and it covers the budget for your travel so that you can spend the money on exciting places and enjoying your RV instead of spending it on the repair shop. A big thing to look for when you are going to buy a warranty, or even if you're just shopping, maybe you're not fully convinced, but you might as well see, you know, what it might cost you, is just look at the company selling it. So whether it's us or somebody else, a big part of having a warranty, of having that peace of mind, is knowing that the company that sold it to you is going to be there for you when you need them the most, when you are stuck on the side of the road. And so look for a company that has a good history of paying claims, that has a really good reputation online. Like we mentioned, I mentioned those RV forums earlier. RVers are a friendly bunch, and they're so good at sharing the recommendations and sharing their experiences. So never buy a warranty if nobody online has heard of it, if none of your other RV friends have heard of it, or nobody's used it. It might not really be the one for you. So use your other RVers, use your peers and their recommendations. And then look at major RV organizations too. So FMCA, Escapees RV Club, even consumer advocacy groups like the BBB. See who they recommend. See who has positive reviews there. And so if you have a policy that's sold by somebody that you know you can count on, and you know that it's going to cover those really highly increasing costs of RV repairs, it might just, that peace of mind might mean a lot more than it used to, and it might make your travels a little bit more enjoyable.
Yeah, I think that peace of mind aspect is very, very important, especially if you have one of these, you know, $500,000 rigs, and, you know, hopefully nothing will happen to you and you'll never need to use the warranty. But when that alternator breaks, I think that that's one of the instances where you really want to have a warranty. And I think a lot of some bad companies have given the whole industry a little bit of a bad rep in that sense, because I've heard some horror stories about, you know, people with other companies that haven't had their needs met. Anyways, it's been great chatting with you today, Stacy. Any final thoughts for our listeners here?
Sure. Like I said, it's free to get a quote. So even if you're not convinced a warranty is right for you, it might be worth it just to see what it'll cost and to get some more information. You can find us at wholesalewarranties.com. I think we're pretty great. But like I said, shop us against those advocacy groups, shop us online, see what other people are saying, and see if we might be able to offer that peace of mind that makes your next road trip a little bit more enjoyable.
All right. Thank you so much, Stacy. It's been great speaking with you.
Thank you so much for having me. We appreciate it.
Well, that was really great having Stacy from Wholesale Warranties here on the podcast. And if you've been listening for a while or watching my videos for a while, you know, I'm kind of skeptical. I've been on the fence about extended warranties for a while. But as Minitini starts getting older, I'm starting to consider maybe, you know, getting a warranty, an extended warranty for it, and I'm gonna look into Wholesale Warranties for sure. And if you guys have any feedback on this subject, I would really appreciate that, because I know it's a hotly debated topic, and I forgot the name of the person when I was speaking to her, but I remember John Huggins used to be very pro extended warranties, and in his case, you know, I think his alternator or something major on his diesel pusher broke down, and just replacing that part paid for the whole extended warranty. So in that case, it is worth it. Now, the other day I was listening to the RV Navigators, and he's like, I'd rather save the money every month, and then when catastrophe happens, I'll just have that money saved. But you know, not everybody has that precaution to save that money. So I want to hear your opinions. If you can, please chime in, send me an email, robert@travelingrobert.com, or send me feedback on the feedback form in travelingrobert.com, or go to that talk to me link, the link to send me a voicemail, and your voice can be here also on the podcast. So let me know your thoughts. What side of the fence are you on? And what else did I have planned for you today? I know I want to play you the song that I wrote this past week. It is called Desert Rain. But before that, nothing. I checked my notes. I've pretty much gone through everything I wanted to go today. So I hope you all have a great weekend. Don't forget to check out my video about Quartzsite this Sunday. I usually publish at around 7 a.m. Eastern. And if you want to kind of chat with me live every Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern, I have a live chat on my YouTube channel, youtube.com/travelingrobert. Or if you type RV vlog on the address bar of your browser, it'll take you there, actually. I have I'm forwarding that address. Of course, if you want to support the show, and I'd like to say that this show is brought to you by, when it is a video, I would say the viewers, but in this case, the listeners of the show, and really, that is the case. The money that I get from like CD sales or affiliate links, you know, like my Amazon affiliates or Techno RV or what have you, that is set aside pretty much to pay for the hosting of this podcast. And for closed captioning of all my videos. Lately, all my videos, unless it is like a product review, all my major travel videos are closed captioned. And I use the funds from like also Patreon or YouTube memberships or affiliates or CD sales. I'm pretty much setting them aside to pay for the captioning service, and they do a pretty good job, the company that I'm using, rev.com. Anyways, I'm not gonna ramble anymore. Without further ado, my new song, Desert Rain, because it did rain in the desert when I was there.